Welcome back to the Community Corner Podcast, Personal Finance Edition. I'm Rashmi, and I'm joined by my co-host, Olivia.
Today's episode is a nice change in pace from the heavy tax lifting topics we've been covering for the past few episodes now. Hopefully you got that joke.
And something that's always been part of the American hustle culture is to work long hours and earn as much as money possible in order to have a good life.
That's extremely far from the truth because everybody has different definitions of success, and it's important to know where you lie in that spectrum.
Part of being successful in your professional life is to enjoy what you're doing. You don't need to be earning six figures a year to be doing what you love, and it's not ideal for many people. And in fact, finding enjoyment in your work is actually a catalyst for success in your professional life.
It's shocking to think that there are actual benefits with enjoying your career because we so often associate success only with money when there's much more to it.
Yeah, and enjoying what you do actually enhances motivation and engagement, obviously, but it fosters commitment, focus, and dedication to your tasks and objectives at hand.
Moreover, this enjoyment leads to increased productivity, prompting a willingness to invest more time and effort. Thereby, you're able to achieve higher levels of excellence when you're interested in what you're doing.
Yeah, and passion and enjoyment in your work fuel innovation and creativity, enabling you to approach challenges with fresh perspectives and finding innovative solutions, benefiting both your work and the organization.
Additionally, enjoying your work cultivates this positive work environment where you can facilitate better relationships with colleagues and foster teamwork and collaboration. This positive environment not only contributes to career fulfillment and continuous growth, but also significantly impacts your overall well-being, reducing stress levels and increasing happiness.
With all these benefits that come with simply enjoying your work, it's important for everyone to know how to find the job that best suits them.
Which is why we're going to be going over the relationship between personality and career path.
This is going to be pretty in-depth, so hang on. If you're someone who is analytic or logic-oriented, it means that you would excel in problem-solving because you have a logical and methodical approach to tasks, relying on facts and data.
Career paths like being a scientist, engineer, mathematician, data analyst, financial analyst, software developer, or statistician would be the best fit for you if you are this type of person.
If you are creative or artistic, you possess a vivid imagination and innovative thinking, expressing yourself through art, design, writing, or music. Careers in creative fields will allow you to explore your artistic talents and generate original ideas.
Examples of jobs that fit this type of personality include being an artist, a graphic designer, or a writer, a musician, or an actor, an interior designer, fashion designer, or a photographer.
We're going through a lot of words right now, but we're trying to be as more specific as possible for you guys so it's easier for you. Now, being a social or people-oriented individual means that you are empathetic, outgoing, and excellent in communication. You would thrive in roles that involve interacting with and helping others, fostering strong relationships.
Careers in being a counselor, a social worker, or a human resources manager where you interact with people a lot would be good for that. Similarly, being a teacher, sales representative, event planner, or customer service representative would suit your social nature.
If you enjoy enterprising and are more leadership-oriented, it means that you are ambitious, persuasive, and natural leaders. You enjoy taking charge, making decisions, and pursuing entrepreneurial ventures.
Being an entrepreneur, business manager, marketing executive, politician, lawyer, or CEO, or financial manager is the most ideal for this type of person.
If you are adventurous or action-oriented, you would seek excitement and enjoy taking risks. You are physically active, thrive in fast-paced environments, and even value spontaneity.
Being a pilot, firefighter, or police officer, or an athlete, adventure guide, or military personnel, or even an emergency medical technician would match with your personality traits.
Being organized, detailed-oriented means that you are systematic, organized, and meticulous in your work. You would do great in structured environments, paying attention to specifics and ensuring accuracy.
Being an accountant, a project manager, administrator, auditor, librarian, researcher, or quality control analyst would match up.
If you're helpful and service-oriented, you are compassionate and dedicated to helping others. You find fulfillment in assisting and supporting individuals or communities in need.
Careers like being a nurse, doctor, psychologist, social worker, counselor, charity worker, or community organizer are perfect for you in this case.
As we covered a few so far, notice how they're overlapping in careers. This is because your personality doesn't only mean that you fit into one category. Being helpful could mean that you fall into the adventurous/action-oriented category because being a police officer is still an act of service.
Exactly. Your career is not limited by your personality. In fact, it's really enhanced by it. So, if you're innovative or problem-solving, it means you have a knack for tackling complex challenges and exploring unconventional ideas.
You could be an inventor, research scientist, software engineer, technology entrepreneur, biotechnologist, or a product developer.
On the other hand, if you're more independent, you value autonomy, self-reliance, and prefer working on your own terms. You would enjoy the freedom to set your own schedule and make decisions independently instead of working with a team.
You could be a consultant, a freelance writer, contractor, independent artist, or even a self-employed professional in whatever you enjoy.
This one definitely overlaps with the organized and detailed-oriented personality, being methodological or procedural. Methodological personalities thrive on structure and following established procedures. You would excel in roles that demand precision, adherence to rules, and attention to detail.
This means that you could be a lawyer, paralegal, compliance officer, operations manager, financial analyst, or logistics coordinator.
Yeah, and these are not the only fields that are available to work in and the only personalities that exist in the world. Hopefully this episode just helps you gauge where you might fall into and might change your perspective on success as well.
Remember, success does not equal money.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of Community Corner Podcast, Personal Finance Edition. This is Olivia and Rashmi, cashing off.